Unit 12, The Blood Moon. As one of the largest objects in the night sky, the moon naturally fascinates us. The features on the surface of the moon fascinate us. We can see mountains, craters, and seas on it. The changing shape of the moon is captivating. We can see full moons, crescent moons, and new moons. The changing color of the moon also fascinates us. Most nights have bright white or gray moons. However, on other nights, we can see orange or red moons, sometimes called blood moons. When asked, many people can explain the features of the moon that they see. They can talk about the mountains, the craters, and the seas without water on the moon. They can also explain the basic reason why the moon changes shape over time, because the Earth casts a shadow on the moon's surface. However, most people have a harder time explaining the reason why the moon changes color. The moon changes color because of the Earth's atmosphere. In the Earth's atmosphere, there are lots of tiny particles. These particles include air molecules, natural dust, and man-made pollution. All of these particles scatter light rays coming to the Earth from the sun. The more particles that light has to travel through, the more colors are scattered out of the light. Light of short wavelengths gets scattered first. Light of long wavelengths gets scattered last. How does all of this relate to the color of the moon? The moon reflects light from the sun toward the Earth. When the moon is low near the horizon, its light has to travel through a lot more of the atmosphere before reaching your eye. When the moon is high, its light does not have to travel through as many particles before reaching your eye. When the moon is low, all of the short wavelengths are scattered out of its light, and the moon looks yellow, orange, or red. Thus, a blood moon is visible until the moon moves higher into the night sky.